Governor Gary Herbert made the case for his Medicaid expansion plan this week, but fellow Republican lawmakers are still not convinced. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
In his State of the State address, Governor Herbert insisted his Healthy Utah plan is a responsible way to spend taxpayer money to help those in need.
We can either watch our hard-earned tax dollars remain on the table in Washington, D.C., primarily benefiting other states, or we can bring back a significant amount of our own money to Utah to be spent on Utahns.
But House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan is concerned about the long-term costs. For the first few years, the federal government has pledged to pay 100% of the cost of a Medicaid expansion. But by 2020, the state will be required to pay 10% of that cost. Dunnigan estimates that would be $80 million out of the state budget.
It's challenging to say raises for teachers, which, by the way, I support, smaller class sizes, more technology, whatever you want, and say, oh, but we also need $80 million to expand Medicaid. Those are the trade-offs.
Dunnigan says the governor's office has promised to provide more budget details on his plan next week. In the meantime, he says Republican lawmakers are working on alternative proposals that would cover fewer people but use less federal and state dollars. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.